Vai, quando vuoi.
The movie The Battle of Algiers came out in 1966. Directed by Gillo Pontecorvo, it was first screened at the Venice Film Festival, where it won the Golden Lion, and then in theaters. An Italian-Algerian co-production, it recounts the battle for the independence of Algeria. The film met two needs. On the Algerian part, a film that glorified the independence war. On the Italian part, a work that shed light on ongoing or recently finished anti-colonial struggles.
The experience of watching Battle of Algiers would color the next 10 months of my life quite a lot.
Dudley Andrew is a professor of film studies at Yale University. I reached out to him to ask when and how he saw the film for the first time and what did he think about it.
I saw it right away when it opened in New York City. I had just come to New York in the summer of 1967.
I asked the same question to Roberto Silvestri, former film critic at Il Manifesto and possibly the main Italian expert on Third World and cinema.
When you asked me when I saw The Battle of Algiers for the first time, I immediately thought of the cinema Nuovo Olimpia, because in 1970 to 1973, all the masterpieces were screened there. But then I thought again, and it was probably on television, so I'm sure the first time I saw the film was actually on TV. Or was it in the small town near Lecce where I spent the summers?
Many years have passed, and if the details are not always clear, seeing the film would deeply influence these two young film critics and scholars, as it is true for so many people around the world.
I went to see the film when it played, was it the Paris Theater? I can't remember the theater. I can remember sitting in it. I remember about how far back I was from the screen because I never forgot the experience of it, which really shocked me. It was such a powerful film.
Many people, Dudley Andrew being one of those, did not realize at the time that they were watching a fictional film.
What is so surprising to me now is that I recall being overwhelmed when I came out of the theater thinking that I had watched the film, believing it to have been a documentary, and then realizing it was all restaged.
It was an era of intense cinema going, but not all the films were the same.
I was watching a movie a day or two movies a day, and it's just one of the ones that I saw. But it stood out so much from everything else I was looking at the time that that I was completely knocked out by it. So I think it confirms my belief that cinema can interrupt your life.
The film was important on so many levels and met different reactions. Silvestri was convinced that he saw the film for the first time at the Cinema Nuovo Olimpia in Rome, but
I actually mixed up memories. In 1972, there was in fact a fascist assault at the cinema against the film. Similar assaults took place in France, too.
The Daily L'Unità covered the story in 1972, a fascist assault with knives and chain in a Roman theater. A serious provocation which happened during the screening of the Battle of Algiers. This was the headline. For both Sylvester and Andrew, the Battle of Algiers was extremely important for their life and future careers.
It made me realize that I was a film lover and a film scholar, and that this is what I really wanted out of films.
Che tipo di effetto ti fece questo film? Era un qualcosa di nuovo per te all'epoca o erano del tipo di visione a cui eri già abituato?
No, it was important. In general, it was part of a process of mental opening, going outside of the problems of our country and school, and growing up everything was about Italy. Pontecorvo was part of a generation that was still internationalist.